Missouri Net News is presented by Springfield, Missouri, where you're surrounded by the natural beauty of the Ozarks. See what's happening next at springfieldmo.org.
Missouri could charge doctors and other healthcare workers with a felony if they do sex changes and related treatments to those under 18. The State House Judiciary Committee is considering a bill that would yank their professional license if they knowingly provide the services. During a public hearing this week, Scarlett Wells, a retired disabled Iraq War veteran and a mother of a transgender girl, says she's proud of her daughter.
Her courage to live, her truth, her bravery to stand here today, her perseverance in the face of lawmakers who would call her doctors criminals, who would call her mother someone who fought for your rights in combat, a child abuser.
St. Charles Republican Adam Schnelting is also proposing to report parents to the state for alleged child abuse if they let their kids under 18 have a sex change. He says the proposal acts as a roadblock for minors who've been placed under pressure, whether it's peer pressure, coercion, or pop culture, so they can decide when they are adults. The committee has not yet voted on that bill. Missouri's junior senator is demanding answers from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration about the coronavirus and its potential impact on drug and medical devices. Republican Senator Josh Hawley has filed legislation aimed at securing the U.S. medical product supply chain.
That the bill would secure our medical supply chain for key antibiotics and medical devices that are made now, unfortunately, in China. And the truth is, we have allowed our medical supply chain to be compromised.
A prominent St. Louis area businessman is heading to federal prison for his role in a bribery scandal with the former St. Louis County executive.
John Rollo was sentenced to nearly a year and a half in prison for his role in a pay-to-play scheme involving former St. Louis County executive Steve Stanger. Rollo pleaded guilty back in July to the charges, admitting that he provided bribes as part of the scheme. Reporting in St. Louis County, Jill Enders.
Another round of rape kits will be tested as the state moves forward in the Safe Kits Initiative. Ashley Byrd has this update.
The state is now testing the fourth round of sexual assault kits identified in a backlog in Missouri. State Attorney General Eric Schmidt oversaw the statewide inventory of lab samples waiting years to be tested. The Columbia Police Department and other law enforcement agencies in various parts of the state like it serve as host agencies. For this round, Columbia's kits come from central Missouri. In total, 18 law enforcement agencies sent 160 kits to the lab. The Attorney General says going forward, major metropolitan departments will serve as host agencies as they have more capacity and inventory space. The Safe Kits Initiative is using a private lab to ensure that they don't overwhelm the Missouri State Highway Patrol Crime Lab. Ashley Byrd, Missouri Net.
More news online at MissouriNet.com. This is news on Missouri Net.